How did Stephen's visit to the...
It went well. He's got, Nick will tell you the details to the, it's like a nerve issue and injection. He'll be out today on the field with the group, and he'll be day-to-day.
Are you still optimistic or hopeful that we'll be ready to go this season?
I mean, we'll definitely just take it day-to-day from here.
I think just when we've been talking, you mentioned sort of just the versatility several times, and obviously that's something that's been a theme here for. But looking at sort of the guys you got on campus, a lot of guys who play multiple positions or go like first base to outfield or can bounce around the infield. How much is that sort of is that something that you guys are prioritizing or looking at as something that can help you if you build a roster with a lot of guys that can move around like that, where that can give you options here where when things are a little bit unsettled?
Definitely gives you options. Versatility is a good thing to have, players that can play multiple positions. As you're witnessing now in spring training, there's several guys moving around the diamond and getting an opportunity at different positions. So
like today, you have Kelly out in left field and split to first base. Drew Jackson, I know, is out in left field a little bit too. Are you kind of just getting as good of a look at guys in multiple spots as you can at this point?
Absolutely. If there's an opportunity to put them in a position that they've had some experience in, we're doing that. Again, it's a short spring training. We're down to 14 games now before we, break camp, and so just trying to give everyone a look at different positions and where they're most comfortable.
There were a few seasons recently. It seemed like there were more spots that were maybe set, like first base and third base were set. When Steven was healthy, right field was pretty set. When Cannon was here, left field too. It seems like maybe that's different going into this season, at least for now. Is that the case? And with that, do you sort of have to look at all these different possibilities out there for you?
Yeah, sure. I mean, we are definitely looking at a different landscape than previous years in terms of having solidified, first baseman, third baseman, the outfield group right now, has changed as well. And so everyone is getting an opportunity to kind of get their feet on the ground and go perform in these positions.
When it comes to, evaluating guys for the bullpen, obviously a lot of new faces and guys who maybe haven't seen a lot of before with the shortened spring. What is that process like, just kind of trying to determine, possible fits, and how difficult is it? Just, obviously less time than normal.
So. Yeah. Every inning counts here, and we're going to try to get as many guys in this game or in these games as we can to evaluate them. Here and we'll also keep our eyes if guys go over to the minor leagues to get innings as well to build them up if there's not opportunity to get on this mound. So we're constantly just trying to get these guys built up as fast as possible in this short time frame.
It sounds like rosters are going to expand at least until May 2nd. What sort of flexibility does that give you? How might you sort of use those extra two spots?
We haven't gotten into how we're going to use them, but that's exciting that the league is recognized, in this shortened time frame. Giving us an opportunity to have two extra bench spots really helps getting out of the gate, where we feel, on the pitching end, guys may not be built up to go 100-plus or 90-plus. So, yeah, and we'll look at where we're at, I think, as we get closer.
I mentioned the other day that one thing you could look at is carrying a couple of guys in the bullpen early on who could go maybe two or three innings. And sort of, is that something that you'll maybe look at?
Multiple inning guys in the bullpen is a blessing. To have that down in the pin, You know, when needed, it definitely helps. You know, whether it's to, you know, give guys a break or you know, to extend out before you use your one inning guys. You know, but at this point, we're just still kind of evaluating and haven't put that together.
We were talking to Austin Allen yesterday about AJ Puck. Said it was really impressive, just the way his stuff looked. Obviously, the first outing for a lot of guys was different. But what did you see yesterday from Puck that kind of stood out? Did anything stand out from his outing that you saw?
I think in general, it was better outing. He threw more strikes. You know, they made contact, but, you know, I think AJ attacked the zone yesterday, like we talked about, the importance of throwing strikes and getting ahead of hitters. So, you know, we made a couple nice plays behind him defensively, but overall I thought it was a better outing.
It's like they're bringing the ghost running back to you next. How do you feel about that?
It brings strategy into the game quickly. And, you know, from my standpoint, thinking back as a player, I mean, those 17-inning games are a grind. You know that, you know, there may be the possibility of a pitcher being sent out after because he just went three scoreless and you can't use him tomorrow and you need innings in the bullpen. So, you know, I know that a lot of traditionalists aren't going to like that. I do think it's positive. For the game, and it's exciting in my mind. It's exciting, you know.